Sitting there waiting in the Zoom room for 10 minutes.
So how exciting is it to be able to share a moment like before we had tonight with a milestone like that? You've seen a few of them.
Yeah, I didn't want to get out of the breakaway. But he gets it probably fitting for the way Corey Perry scores his goals. He's going to the net and having a blow up. You know, getting to know Corey over the last few months that he's been here. Going to the Hall of Fame as a player, but he goes to the Hall of Fame just as a teammate. And you're excited for guys to hit these milestones because they don't come easy. And they couldn't have to be a better guy.
Anything that surprised you?
I'll bring your couch today here.
Got off the couch just for you, Coach.
I'm so impressed. You got your nice tie.
Anything that surprised you about Corey this year that you maybe you thought about what he was like before you coached against him, but you know, like something that mentioned?
Well, I honestly, I didn't realize how like how good a goal scorer he is, how good he is around the net. Like he is a slick, sneaky, skilled player in the blue paint. Like all around there. He's just oozing with hockey sets all around the net there. It's and you know for whatever people saying, well maybe he's not the most fleet of foot, it doesn't really matter with him. You can see he's just so smart. He's way better on the net than I ever thought. And we never saw him. You know, he played in the West the whole time. So, but to get to see him up close, it's impressive. He knows what he's doing out there.
Does 400 goals in this era, is that, how big of an accomplishment is that? I mean, this is not the 80s where, you know, guys were racking up 150 points. He's done it in an era where goal scoring historically.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many players have played in the NHL. I mean, thousands, I guess.
Yeah,
there's only 100 people to do that. It's impressive. I think that you know, list cuts in half when you get to the next 100. But the thing for me is, yeah, you have to be a goal scorer, or you have to know your way around that area of the ice. But to get 400, you have to play a lot, like a lot of games. You have to have longevity. You have to last. You have to be able to be good enough to play in the league for, I don't know how many years you've been in this league. 14, 15, 16, hopefully I got something like that. That's a lot of time in which has become somewhat of a young man's league. And he continues to find a way and continues to find his way like, on teams and go deep in the playoffs, even ones that maybe weren't expected to. You know, like, Montreal last year deserved to go to the Stanley Cup final the way they played. I don't think anybody was thinking that when the playoffs started. You know, same with Dallas the year before. Good teams that really deserved to go as far as they did, but you know, didn't think in the beginning of the playoffs maybe they were going to. And Corey Perry, I think he just finds his way on teams and helps teams get that far. So he's. Who knows where we're going to go this year, but he's been a hell of an ad for us and a hell of an ad for any team that's had.
Coach, you haven't played the Oilers in 2 years. Does film do justice to how good McDavid is and the rest of those guys?
Yeah, he didn't even play more than last. I was thinking back, I don't even know last time I saw the kid play live. I was hoping to see him play live in Beijing. That, that didn't work out as we thought. But it was... he's a fabulous player, and to have the ability to play the game that fast and with the puck is remarkable. I mean, we're blessed to see some of the guys that we have on the ice do it. They can just play at an extremely high rate of speed, but that was, you know, he's impressive.
Yeah, you came off of, what, 6 day break. You got some exciting things happening this weekend. Was this a bit of a tricky game to kind of maneuver around?
Yeah, you just got out of your rhythm. And the, you know, fortunate we won this game and we played hard enough to win this game, but they have a good team over there. But they're coming in you know, they've won 5 of 6, and they are kept in your rhythm. And I'm telling you, there's a little bit of this rhythm league. Like, you start taking days off, and even when you take 2 days off, you notice it with the team. But to take 6 days off here and come back and play, you know, 3 and whatever, we played 5 nights or whatever, and then take another 6 or 7 days off, you're just out of sync. And I'll give the guys credit. We played much better tonight than we did, especially the first period against Colorado and the first period against Arizona. New Jersey. But, like, it was, it's tough, and you know, guys need reps. And so, like I said, take nothing away from them. They got a hell of a team over there. They skate, they're on top of you, and they give us everything. But we do have better ends. And I think, you know, as you continue to play games, and you can kind of get back at
it. Thanks, guys. See you next.